This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Aboard once again, horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd, K-State Research and Extension, and the insect world has been bustling out there in lawn and garden. We'll cover as much of it as possible today, Raymond. Tell us about Japanese beetles and their heightened activity. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I want to explain Japanese beetles are an invasive species. We have them in Kansas. The grub larval stage is in the ground, and it's a turf grass pest. But right now, the adults are out, and the adults are out for about 3 to 4 months, and they feed on a lot of different plant types, anything in the rose family, cherry, plum, that they feed on linden and grape and things like that. And we're seeing a lot of activity on grapes and other plant material now, Eric. And so it's unfortunate. The only way to deal with the adults is spraying with an insecticide. And most of the insecticides that we recommend are what we call hard materials. That is, they'll kill beneficials, pollinators. But if you're going to try to save your plants from foliar damage by Japanese beetle adults, that's what you have to do. Yeah.
Now, these are very visible bugs, are they not?
Yeah, the Japanese beetle adult looks very different from a green June beetle. They're about 1/4 inch. They have these white tufts of hairs on the periphery of the abdomen. There's about 14, and they're the only insect that we experience that has that. So metallic green, coppery wing colors, but look for those white tufts of hair around the periphery of the abdomen.
Squash vine borers. Not sure we've talked about this one very often in the past.
Well, the squash vine borer is prevalent this year. The squash vine borer adult is an orange clear wing moth with about 4 to 5 spots on the abdomen. And the female lays eggs at the base of the squash plant. They feed on pumpkin squash, zucchini, and the eggs hatch in these larvae. After emerging from the eggs, tunnel into the base of the plant, and they get in the plant and start feeding. And once they're inside the plant, Eric, you'll notice your cucumbers and zucchini and pumpkins, even if you water them, will start to collapse, and there's nothing you can do other than remove those plants that are wilting, dispose of them as soon as possible so you don't have that plant serving as a reservoir for affecting the other squash, zucchini, or cucumber plants. But the larvae get inside the plant tissue. Therefore, they escape exposure from insecticides, and so they are out. The larvae are in squash, zucchini, pumpkin, and they can cause substantial damage. In fact, they can actually kill the plant. I mean, it'll just collapse, and the plant will not recover.
So once again, to know what's going on, what would you look for in as far as the appearance of the plant that would tip you off about this borer?
Well, one of the things, if you go out to the gardens, what I do is if I'll see if there's 6 zucchinis and one of them is wilting very badly, I would check the base of that one and look for some green frass or goo because that's where the larva tunneled in. And then that's an indication that that plant likely has squash vine borer larva feeding. So the plant doesn't respond to water. It stays, it continues to wilt, and then eventually will die.
Be aware of squash vine borers then. And talk with us about spider mites. We're into the throes of the summer heat, and that's usually the signal that we will see spider mite activity ramp up.
With the very hot temperatures that we've seen, we are seeing what we call the two-spotted spider mite. It's a warm season mite, likes it hot and dry, and we're already seeing damage on tomatoes and Yonimus and the common host that it feeds upon. If you do see like white, yellow stippling on your leaves, or you see the spider mites, just take a force of water spray and dislodge them. Just blast them off, and that should dislodge them. There are some insecticides or miticides. You can also use horticultural oils. They're also effective. But I usually recommend using a force of water spray to dislodge them. Now, they're going to be on the leaf underside, so you have to get the leaf undersides. If you just hit the tops, that won't be any good.
Raymond, we always appreciate the input. Many thanks to you.
You're very welcome, Eric. Look forward to our next visit.
Horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University, our guest on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.